Today is January the 1st, 2020. My name is Theodore Turner, and we're going to talk about a subject that most of us don't want to listen to, but it's happening in the world, and that subject is about persecution. I'm going to read primarily verses on persecution and a few other things, and I'm going to read some things about how even churches may persecute other people. There was an instance in the Bible where the disciples didn't want someone else baptizing because he wasn't with him, but Jesus told him, as I'll read the verse later, that if they're being baptized, it basically doesn't matter who's baptizing. As long as they're baptizing him and in his name, then it's okay for them to be baptizing. And there's going to be persecution from our own families and from others. But before we get started talking about persecution, I want to read what it takes for you to be a Christian. And if you're already a Christian, you can still listen to these verses and you can pray the prayer just to make sure that you are, if you have any doubt. First thing you have to do is admit you're a sinner. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23. The second thing is be willing to turn from sin. You have to repent. That means turn around, change your ways, quit doing what you're doing, quit going to that bar, quit going to that to see that person you shouldn't see. And the Bible verse in Acts 17:30 says, "In the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent." You can't keep doing those things you're doing that you know are wrong and against the Bible. A long time ago, maybe God would put up with it. I mean, I don't even know if he would put up. I don't know what this means exactly. But it says, in the times of this ignorance, God winked at. I guess if you're ignorant and you don't know what you're doing, ignorance is just the lack of knowledge. It doesn't mean stupidity. It means a lack of the knowledge. And read that verse again, Acts 17:30. In times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commandeth all men to repent. And number three, third point, believe that Jesus Christ died for you and was buried and rose from the dead. It says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." John 3:16. Romans 5:8 says, "For God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Romans 5:8. Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For it is by grace ye have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Ephesians 2:8 and 9. Now the next verses will show you basically the overview of the plan of salvation. I'm going to read them now. This is the fourth point. It tells you how to become a Christian. Romans 10:8. "But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach." In other words, I think he's saying in that verse that you have the ability in your mouth and in your heart to say these prayers. We'll read the rest of the verse before we say the prayer. Romans 10:9, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." There's the first verse saying you'll be saved by believing and accepting Jesus Christ. Now here's some more verses, Romans 10:10. "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." Romans 10:12. "For there is no difference between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him." Romans 10:13 is a very important verse to remember. It says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And the Lord's name is Jesus. You call upon, you shall be saved. There's no qualifications on that. It just says you can call on his name and be saved. You need to pray now and ask Jesus into your heart. Say this prayer with me. "Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. Jesus, I repent of my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. Jesus, I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. In your name, Jesus, I plan on getting baptized soon. And you may have a little fear, you may not understand how this works, and you may think, oh, I'm going to have to do all these things. But let me tell you what Jesus said. Many things in the Bible are by His Spirit, and He makes these changes for us. Zechariah 4:6 says, Then He answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. It still works that way. By His Spirit, He helps us. It's July 1st, 2020, and you may hear the fireworks and the guns going off in the background while I'm talking here. So that's what that is. And someday Jesus is going to come back, and there's going to be a lot of big fireworks and a lot of loud sounds when He comes back here and takes the Christians out, and this world is burned up in fervent heat, as it says. I don't want to be here those times. I don't want to be left behind. I want to be a Christian. And today may be the last chance in your life to become a Christian. And you could ask yourself this question, what are you going to be doing 10 years from now? Are you still going to be doing this sin and going places you shouldn't? Let me read a verse about baptism too. You need to get baptized. It says in 1 Peter 3:21, The light figure whereunder even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is gone into heaven is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto Him. Now sometimes Christians will try to persecute other Christians. A couple of verses here were when some of the disciples saw someone else baptizing, and they weren't part of their group. They didn't like it. And here's what happened. And John answered him, saying, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and he followed not us. And we forbid him, because he followed not us. But Jesus said, Forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. For he that is not against us is on our part. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because ye belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. Whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged around his neck and that he were cast into the sea. That's an important verse to remember, because some people hurt children in different ways. And I want to read that verse again. That's verse 42. And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged around his neck and he were cast into the sea. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as servants and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils, and they will scourge you in the synagogues. And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. Speaking of persecution, it says, And brothers shall deliver up brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. Ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sakes, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Now one thing I want to say at this point is, I know some of us have serious problems with family members, and they will persecute us. Doesn't mean they're going to kill us or end our lives. It's just that they may persecute us, and we need to keep praying for those people regularly, every day. I heard a story the other day about someone that had 5 children that weren't going to church, and they were going to go talk to the kids and tell them why they should go. And it turned out that the Lord impressed them to just go to the altar and keep praying for those kids. And they prayed for those kids. And one by one, they all 5 started going to church without them ever having to talk to them about what the kids were doing wrong. And yes, we will be hated of all men. So we need to, in Matthew 10:22 says, And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. But don't forget, we still have our own weapon, and that's saying prayer. We have our faith and our prayers that we can pray, and we can ask Jesus to send His Spirit to help us when there's a problem. Matthew 10:23 says, But when they persecute in the city, flee ye into another. For verily I say unto you, ye shall not gone over the city of Israel till the Son of Man be come. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they call them of his household? Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, speak ye in light. What ye hear in the ear, preach ye upon the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, but are able to kill the soul. But rather fear him who is able to destroy both body. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall to the ground without your Father? See, right here they're saying that Jesus is watching us very carefully. Let me read the next few verses. Matthew 10:30. But the very hairs of your head are numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, for you are more value than many sparrows. Matthew 10:32 says, Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, I will confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 10:34, Think not that I came to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. 10:35, For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be those of his own household. Matthew 10:37 says, He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, but he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it. He that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. Matthew 10:41. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of the prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. Matthew 10:42. And whosoever shall give to drink one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of the disciple, verily I say unto you, he will not lose his reward. So basically, we have to expect there's going to be some persecution in our lives. And we need to make sure we're a Christian. So remember, you have to admit you're a sinner. Be willing to turn from sin. Believe that Jesus Christ died for you and rose from the dead. And remember that he's there, and once you're saved, you have to confess it. So we're going to say this prayer again before I leave you today. Make sure you're saved. Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. Say this with me. Say it with me now. Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I repent of my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior in your name. I plan on getting baptized soon. And remember, it's not completely up to you in your life for all the problems that you have. But just remember, it says in Zechariah 4:6, Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Remember to go out and get yourself baptized. Find a good church to go to where they're preaching from the Bible, and that they believe the Bible is the truth. And Jesus is going to take care of you. Thank you again. My name's Theodore Turner. We'll see you again next time.